Talk, we text. Well, we text all the time anyway, so normal.
He said today you guys talk about how you wish you were teammates. I mean,
he said what?
He said he wished he, you know, you guys talk about how you wish you were still teammates and were still playing together because he had a special thing going, you know, a good dual threat when he was here.
Well, I don't know if we got into all that. We just text and talked. It's about the matchup. Coming here and got a big game. I asked him, was he healthy? Was he playing? Stuff like that. We didn't really get into the different details about if he was still here or not.
What did he say about the healthy and the playing part?
Oh, you know he's playing. That's the first thing he kind of said was, I'm playing. He's ready to go. So we expect for him to have a good game, at least to have a good game, try to. I mean, he's a good player, you know, but overall, if we win the game, it's the only thing that matters.
He's obviously an emotional guy. How do you anticipate him being on Sunday at 1 o'clock?
Yeah, he's definitely going to be emotional. I think the fans, they won't boo him, at least in the beginning of the game. And I don't know. I think every play he makes, he'll celebrate, you know, when he'll look to make plays. I think they'll try to get him the ball a lot more this game just because he's coming back home to Philadelphia where he's played there for so long. So we're waiting to see. We can't make the game about the Eagles versus DeSean Jackson. Or we can't, you know, worry about that. We got to go out there and just play our game. We got to win the game. It's a division game. We're 2-0. We're looking to be 3-0.
Left him came back. Do you think the fans would boo you or cheer you?
They should cheer me on. I think I've done a lot of good here, so hopefully they'll cheer me on. But I don't want to leave no time soon. You know.
Sean, this offense ranks first in league in points, first in league in yards, and you have to sense that there's still a lot more that you could be doing offensively. Your take on what the offense would be if it's clicking?
I mean, our offense is tough. It's tough to really stop. It's like one thing you want to shut one thing down. So many other players, so many other positions that come up are making plays. You know, so when the team is kind of scouting us, you know, what do you want to stop? It's one of pick your poisons type of offense. You know, and it's working well. You know, and I think we all can play a little better. I know I can for sure. With even the opportunities I'm being granted to do the best with them. You know, and kind of get it going a little bit. But it's a hard offense to stop.
If it's not there, how can you?
Just different reads, man. Make read a little better. Some of my reads and some of the opportunities I have, I got to make some of them guys miss. You know, which I'm capable of doing.
Are you seeing on film that boy, I should have hit there and I hit there? Mm-hmm. You seen that?
So yeah, for sure. I mean, every game's gonna be like that. I'll be lying if I tell you that every game, even in the past, you know, I make every single cut the right way. I mean, that's lying. You know, but.
Your percentage of your plays are down, and I know in the past you've said, oh, I get better as I get more carries. Is there any correlation to that?
Well, it's only the second game. You know, it's the second game, and we're going to our third game. So I'm sure I'll get better, and we'll get better as an offense. You know, I don't want to be panicking right now. It's only the second game.
Now, Chip said that. Do you see that happening with you? The teams are doing more to try to take you out?
Yeah, I mean – I would too. I would do the same thing, but when Sproles is start getting things together with me and him, now it's gonna be one of them things. Okay, all right. Now you gotta watch out for him. He's doing this. He's doing that. You know, so it's gonna make it tough for defense. You know, we're putting things together a lot lately, these last couple of days. So I'm anxious to see how they defend some of our new things we have.
And now Chip said that some of the big plays that you guys have had this year. Come off play action because defenses are gearing up on you. Do you think as Sproles, as Ertz, as they continue to make big plays, they'll loosen up a bit?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the thing, the poison part. It's like you can't keep just getting it handed to you. You know, obviously you want to stop certain things on offense, you know, but you're giving up so much other things in the back end, you know, and to try to play this man with guys like Ertz, and Sproles, you know, and Macklin making plays. It's tough, you know. So it depends on what the defense, how they want to go by it. You know, if you want to lose that way or you want to lose the original way, it is what it is.
Have you noticed, like, in the first two games anyway, that, you know, Jacksonville and then the Colts last week getting tired, like, late in the games?
Yeah.
How do you guys take advantage
of
that?
Just to hurry up, try to get going. Try to get a playoff before they can really line up and get their defensive calls. Because defense, all that is just reacting. Okay, we line up in this set, they try to react to it. You know, we try to get going before they can do that. And then when you're tired, it's hard to really adjust. I mean, late in the game, the last screen, the Sproles, I was on the right side, he's on the left side. Then he motioned over. Then they called timeout, okay, to get it together. Ran the same play. When you're so tired, you're just thinking, you know, your mind's everywhere. Ran the same play, they messed up the alignment, and he went off, you know, and made some plays. So just an example of just telling you that when they do get worn down late in the game, you know, it's hard to really adjust and make plays.
But they all saw that last year. I mean, you know,
I mean, well, I'm just going off of this last game. You know, going away the last year. You know, different teams, different personnel. We put two running backs. You know, it's different from Dennis. It's a Deshaun doing it. It's a difference.
The original way, as you called it, had you winning the rushing title last year.
Yeah.
This other way may not. You okay with that?
Yeah, I'm okay with that. I want to win. You know. I know what I can do as a player. I know what everybody else knows what I can do as a player. But the biggest thing is I got the title, but then that was it. You know, got the playoffs and lost our first game. So it's not too much excitement about losing like that, you know, especially just personal. Other than that, that was it. But I'm going to be productive for sure. You know, in other ways, it's just like a sense of being – I'm not being selfish, you know. I can't pout and complain because I'm not putting the huge numbers up. You know, but other guys are doing well. And we're winning because of it. So I'm fine with that.
What is your take on everything that...
It's a respect thing.
What's a respect thing?
What's your take on everything that Adrian Peterson's going through right now? And does it change your perspective on it, being a dad yourself?
I really don't want to get into that. You know, because I have my personal feelings because I have a son. You know, and I don't know the exact details. I see a lot of people like to comment about different things before they actually know what's going on. And I don't want to be the guy to be that person to really comment on something that I don't really know exactly what happened, you know. So, but hope everything works out for AP. He's a good player. You know, hopefully everything works out for him and his family.
Have you been able to pinpoint why this team doesn't have full half to get going offensively? Have you been able to pinpoint that yet?
One more time. I'm sorry.
Have you been able to pinpoint why it's taking this team like almost a full half to really get going offensively?
I don't know. I really don't know. That's something I've been wondering myself. I mean, small details we're not really doing, executing. Even some of my plays I got was in the second half, really. Just, I don't know if we're just waking up, you know, and we're just playing better in the second half. I can't pinpoint it. I mean, other than some small things, just the small details between the plays we're not getting done, executing, those type of things. Because we're running the same plays in the second half. So I don't know why that is.
Do